May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The collect for this fifth Sunday of Lent reads, Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Loving what God commands and desiring what God promises, in the midst of this constantly changing and often hectic world. You may have missed it, but this past Friday was promoted to be a day that we should unplug from all electronic devices. How many of you unplugged? I did not even consider it a possibility with what I needed to accomplish for the church. We are in the midst of an incredible period of rapid advances in the ways in which we communicate. Thursday evening, our daughter Gabrielle texted me and said, Dad, Anthony and I want to Skype with you tonight. A few years ago, we wouldn't have even known what that meant. Some of you may not, I don't know. I only learned within the last year or so. Our son Conrad was visiting them from Columbia. And as they sat on their porch in Greenville, South Carolina, and I sat in our den in Versailles, Kentucky, we spoke face to face with each other for over an hour. When I was watching cartoons as a child, that was the stuff of the Jetsons. Most of you, well, lots are not old enough to remember the Jetsons, but most of you are. The thing when Gabrielle says that to me, and she was a bit concerned, many of you heard, and my dad almost made it to church today, but last Sunday, my father was rushed to the hospital and is doing much better and was in the hospital for several days this week. And Gabrielle was concerned and wanted to talk with me face to face about that, being that that is her field, medicine. And the thing with Gabrielle, though, when she does that is you know it's going to be at least an hour. And, you know, you're sitting there in your pajamas going, okay, all right, I think we'll do it. And her mom did not want to go on camera because she was in her robe. But, of course, I let all of them see her and turned the computer. Just went like that. Got to be careful with those things. We are living in an age that is changing faster, more hectic, more uncertain than ever before. I came across a story this past week of this phenomenon that has been named in America called momnesia. And that is that this story has examined how mothers of young children in the 21st century with multitasking, multi-communicating, multi-activities seem to have an apparent increase in forgetfulness. And I think that we would see that across the generations. Because certainly, at least my experience of all walks of life and generations, certainly in this parish and in my ministry, I see them all being affected. And it has added, if you will, to the problem of what I would call the loss of way, the loss of following the way of Christ, which is what today's collect speaks of first, focusing upon the commandments of God, focusing upon Jesus and God's desire for our lives. God asks us to focus upon God first and what God would have for our lives. And this is harder to do when we have an iPhone in our hand, isn't it? Or an iPad in our hands. And whose ever phone went off, you're really feeling bad right now, right? I don't know whose it was. Don't tell me. I don't know. I thought I heard a phone go off. Because you go on, oh gosh, he's going to preach about it too. because we are so caught up in that. And I want you to hear that I'm preaching to myself today. I am one of these people. I have to put my cell phone down, my BlackBerry. I'm not on the iPhone yet. My BlackBerry, because I'm afraid of the very thing that it will, in fact, go off during the service. God wants us to fully live. God wants us to have peace, and God wants us to leave a legacy, to make a difference. And this can only happen if you are willing, truly willing, to turn over the control of your life to God. In today's gospel, we hear of some Greeks who go up to the apostle Philip, and they say to Philip, "We want to see Jesus." And it's interesting to note that Philip then goes to the apostle Andrew and wants to get Andrew's support before they go to ask Jesus, which gives us a sense that they knew that something very important was going on in Jesus' mind, that he, in fact, was focused upon something else. And they go up to him, and instead of responding to the request, Jesus instead says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Jesus predicts his crucifixion and says nothing to them about whether he will see the Greeks. It is for us, though, as well, a profound teaching, because it is saying to us that it is only in a dying to self and a living in Christ that we bear much fruit. We make a difference. And the mistake that so many of us make and so many people in the world make is the same that they made in the day of Jesus. They're seeking happiness in the other. They're seeking happiness in the material, in the stuff we can touch, in the way in the 21st century we would say we communicate, either like this or like this, and that we almost can't be doing a focus upon God without something else happening at the same time. We know that, though, the opposite is true, that happiness is not found in any of whatever that stuff is. Studies have shown that people who win millions in the lottery are initially happier. However, after several months, their level of peace and happiness returns to the same level as it was before they came into all of that money. So if they were generally happy, they go back to being generally happy. And it said if they were generally miserable people, they go back to being generally miserable people. And that would not only be true with the lottery, that would be true with anything in life. It's a story that points to the path to true happiness, the path to true peace, the path to fully living for God, is found in the one who proclaimed in today's gospel, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." The great Christian theologian Teilhard de Chardin once said that we are not a body with a spirit, we are a spirit with a body. And Paul, the apostle, seemed to understand that best of all. Paul wrote over and over again to the early churches that Christ's spirit is in you. It dwells within you. Christ is within you. And so how, just a week now before Holy Week, how do we say to one another, we can begin to find this peace and joy in Jesus Christ? I say it's both simple and hard. In fact, it's simply hard to do, especially in the 21st century, because you have to create a space. Your being here today is creating a space in your life. You intentionally decided to create this space this morning for God. You may or may not realize that one of the originations of stained glass windows historically in the church is not just to glorify God, but it was to make it so that the outside world could not be seen inside sacred and holy space. You cannot be distracted. You cannot look out. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we willing to stop for a moment on whatever it is? I'm not asking you from 2 to 4 today during Kentucky basketball to do that. God understands that. But apart from that, are you able to create that space like you're doing right now in your life? And what I say to people seeking that kind of spiritual direction is, start with just 5 minutes a day where you turn it off. That will become 7, I promise you, in 10 and 15 minutes, because you will find peace and joy in Jesus Christ. You will find the way. You see, what Jesus was saying to the Greeks is, it's not enough to see Jesus. You have to begin to live the Christ that is within you. And so begin turning your life over to God. Begin in that quiet prayer, the sacred space we have today as this great weekly reminder. And as corny as it sounds, it's very appropriate for the 21st century. And I end with these words: when we unplug from the electronic and plug into God, we find true peace and true joy. We find Christ. Amen.